Antes de empezar, si quieres clases de inglés conmigo, métete a englishwithdane.com/classes y reserva tu plaza. For this course, hay clases de grupos reducidos de 4 personas max y para alumnos de nivel intermedio 1 e intermedio 2. So, ya sabes, métete a englishwithdane.com/classes y disfruta de clases semanales muy dinámicas, prácticas y diseñadas para que mejores de manera rápida y eficiente. Hey, what's up? What's going on? Welcome to English with Dane, a podcast designed to improve your English. As always, I'm your host, Dane, and you can find me on Instagram and TikTok at English with Dane. If you want full transcripts for future episodes of English with Dane, para que no te pierdas ni una palabra, so you don't miss a single word, go to englishwithdane.com/transcripts. Today's episode is about phrasal verbs that have off as their particle. As we know, phrasal verbs are verbs that have a main verb and a particle, like stand up, sit down, figure out, etc. The first part being the main verb and the second, the particle. So today we are going to take a look at put off, pay off, call off, back off, doze off, and go off. Oh, and we're also going to talk about a moment in history because I found a cool one. So here we go. You are listening to episode 150 of English with Dane. Hit it. Okay, we have officially started the show, so let's talk about phrasal verbs with off. The first one on my list is to put off. To put something off means to postpone it. We have to put off the meeting until Thursday, for example. Here, listen to Bilbo Baggins say it.
I've put this off far too long.
I'm not sure what he has put off for far too long, que ha retrasado o pospuesto por demasiado tiempo, what he has put off, but it sounds interesting. Here it is again.
I've put this off far too long.
Next up, we have to pay off. To pay off means to pay a debt, una deuda, in full. To pay a debt in full, so you don't owe anything anymore. You pay off your mortgage, tu hipoteca, your car, your student loans, your credit card debt, etc. Listen to Han Solo say he has debts he needs to pay off.
Got some old debts I gotta pay off with this stuff.
Then there's another very similar meaning. If something that you have done pays off, it means it was successful, que salió bien, que fue exitoso. Again, if something you have done, que has hecho, that you have done pays off, it was successful. An investment, for example, can pay off. Starting a new business can pay off. Here's Bruce Wayne using this phrasal verb.
Sometimes the investment doesn't pay off.
Then there's to call off. Call as in llamar, to call off. To call off essentially means to cancel something. Maybe an event, or an agreement, un evento, o un acuerdo, o convenio, or whatever. They had to call off the search, la búsqueda, because of the weather conditions, for example. They called off the trip because they all got sick, etc. It can also mean to order a person or a dog to stop attacking someone. Call off the dogs is actually an expression you'll hear from time to time, which means to tell someone to stop criticizing, attacking, or damaging another person.
I'm giving you one last chance to call this off.
So I'm giving you one last chance to call this off. Again, in case you missed it.
I'm giving you one last chance to call this off.
That's from the 1995 movie The Usual Suspects, by the way. So to call off, to cancel an event or agreement, but also to order someone or a dog to stop attacking or damaging someone. Next up, we have to back off. To back off means to stop being involved in a situation or confrontation. To move away is a synonym. To back away, también. If someone is in your space and being aggressive, you would ask them or tell them to back off.
You're out of your mind, pal. Back off.
Don't know if you have heard this next one, to doze off. Doze, spelled D-O-Z-E, means to sleep lightly. So not really deep, just lightly. So to doze off, as you may have figured out by now, means to fall asleep, especially for a short period of time. When you're on the train or bus or something and you've had a long day, you might doze off for a moment.
So sorry, dozed off. What have I missed?
Okay, let's do one more before moving on to today in history. To go off. To go off means to explode or fire, and it's usually used when talking about a gun or bomb or explosives in general.
Nothing new. Then they heard the gun go off, both barrels.
In that clip from the movie Seven, they say that a gun went off, both barrels, ambos cañones o tubos. Not sure how to say it in Spanish. Listen again.
Nothing new. Then they heard the gun go off, both barrels.
We also use to go off when we talk about alarms ringing. You would say, dirías, you would say, my alarm went off at 7 a.m., for example. It's common nowadays to hear someone say that someone went off on someone. In this case, to go off on someone, importante el uso de on, ahí, to go off on someone, means to suddenly become very angry and shout at someone. In this case, it's very similar to the exploding use. A bomb can go off, as in to detonate, and a person can also go off and start shouting. Okay, let's shift gears and let's talk history. This is one of my favorite recurring segments on English with Dane, because I feel like not only do we learn some great vocabulary, but we also just get a sense of something that happened on a day like today, but of course in the past. So let me read something to you about what happened on the 8th of November, but this time in 1895. I got this from history.com, by the way. The link is in the episode notes. Okay, the headline reads, German scientist discovers X-rays. On November 8, 1895, physicist Wilhelm Conrad Röntgen becomes the first person to observe X-rays, a significant scientific advancement that would ultimately benefit a variety of fields, most of all medicine, by making the invisible visible. Röntgen's discovery occurred accidentally in his Würzburg, Germany lab, where he was testing whether cathode rays could pass through glass when he noticed a glow, un brillo, un destello, a glow coming from a nearby chemically coated screen. He dubbed the rays that caused this glow X-rays because of their unknown nature. Röntgen's discovery was labeled a medical miracle, and X-rays soon became an important diagnostic tool in medicine, allowing doctors to see inside the human body for the first time without surgery. In 1897, X-rays were first used on a military battlefield during the Balkan War to find bullets and broken bones inside patients. Scientists were quick to realize the benefits of X-rays, but slower to comprehend the harmful effects of radiation. Initially, it was believed, X-rays passed through flesh as harmlessly as light. However, within several years, researchers began to report cases of burns and skin damage after exposure to X-rays. And in 1904, Thomas Edison's assistant, Clarence Daly, who had worked extensively with X-rays, died of skin cancer. Daly's death caused some scientists to begin taking the risks of radiation more seriously, but they still weren't fully understood. During the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, in fact, many American shoe stores featured shoe-fitting fluoroscopes that used x-rays to enable customers to see the bones in their feet. It wasn't until the 1950s that this practice was determined to be risky business. Wilhelm Röntgen received numerous accolades for his work, including the first Nobel Prize in Physics in 1901. Yet he remained modest and never tried to patent his discovery. Today, X-ray technology is widely used in medicine, material analysis, and devices such as airport security scanners. Interesting, right? That must have been a weird moment for everyone. Also, of course it was an accident. It makes sense in my head somehow. He was trying to do something else, and then suddenly he was like, that's weird. They say that a lot of scientific discoveries start with, that's funny. Funny as in strange, not funny as in ha ha ha. Anyway, let's do a quick vocabulary check. First, let's start with ultimately. The context was a significant scientific advancement that would ultimately benefit a variety of fields, most of all medicine. That would ultimately benefit a variety of fields, the campos. Ultimately means finally or at the end. Makes sense, right? A scientific advancement that would, in the end, benefit a variety of fields, most of all medicine. Makes sense. Último, ultimately. You can see how it works. But I also wanted to talk about the word ultimate, where the adverb ultimately comes from. So yes, ultimate can also mean being or happening at the end of a process, like the ultimate aim or goal is to buy the company or whatever. But it usually comes up, suele surgir, it usually comes up in a different way. In this more common way, at least I believe it's more common, it means the best or most extreme example of its kind. For example, an Oscar is the ultimate award for an actor. And here is where the confusion lies. Most times, when you see the word ultimate, it's not in the context of the last, finally, or at the end. In common day-to-day speak, we use the word last when we want to say último or última. I just wanted to clear that up. Okay, moving on. Next, we have the word coated. The sentence was, he noticed a glow, brillo, destello, coming from a nearby chemically coated screen. Coated, spelled C-O-A-T-E-D, means covered by a layer of something, una capa, like recubierto in Spanish. So something that is coated is covered by a layer of something. Gold coated means that it's covered by a layer of gold. A coat is something that you wear when it's cold, right? Un abrigo, a coat. So coat and then coated. Makes sense. Let's move on and talk about dubbed. The sentence was, he dubbed the rays that caused this glow X-rays because of their unknown nature. To dub something means to give it an unofficial name or nickname. Again, to dub something means to give it an unofficial name or nickname. In this case, it became the official name. It's spelled D-U-B, by the way. You'll also hear this word in the context of movies. If a movie is dubbed, it means that it is doblada. Remember, it's not dubbed, it's dubbed. Then we have the verb to enable, E-N-A-B-L-E, to enable. The sentence was, many American shoe stores featured shoe-fitting fluoroscopes that used x-rays to enable customers to see the bones in their feet. To enable means to allow or permit, to give someone the authority, or means to do something, make possible for. Okay, two more. Next up is the adjective harmful. The sentence was, scientists were quick to realize the benefits of X-rays, but slower to comprehend the harmful effects of radiation. The harmful effects of radiation. If something is harmful, it means that it causes harm, daño. So yes, harmful means dañino, los efectos dañinos de la radiación, the harmful effects of radiation. And last but not least, we have accolades. The sentence was, Wilhelm Röntgen received numerous accolades for his work, including the first Nobel Prize in Physics in 1901. Accolades, spelled A-C-C-O-L-A-D-E-S, are awards or privileges given to someone as an acknowledgement, como reconocimiento, as an acknowledgement of merit. So, premios. Easy one. He discovered X-rays, so he got a lot of accolades. Oh, I guess also like galardón or galardones too. You get it. All right. That's it for this episode of English with Dane. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you learned something. If you made it this far, si llegaste hasta aquí, if you made it this far, give it a 5-star rating on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. If you want transcripts for all future episodes so you don't miss a word, go to englishwithdane.com/transcripts and sign up to the listener list. You'll receive full transcripts for new episodes on the same day as they come out. If you want past transcripts, you can get those there too. That's englishwithdane.com/transcripts. All right, talk soon. Later.